Older Britons back UK role in Ukraine much more strongly than military-age Britons, poll. By Jack Montgomery on October 8, 2022. Polling suggests that only a minority of young, military-age Britons support their country's role in the Russo-Ukrainian War, while a huge majority of much older Britons are in favor of it. Research carried out by Ipsos for The Times found that only 45% of people aged 16 to 34 support the British government's current role in Ukraine, arming and training Ukrainian forces, often on British soil, and engaging in a sanctions war with Russia, compared to 80% of people aged 55 to 75. This is not to say that 65% of young Britons are actually opposed to the government's actions. That figure stands at 15%. With 32% of the cohort neither supporting nor opposing and 8% having failed to form an opinion. The proportion of people opposed to British involvement is also 15% among those aged 35 to 54, although those with a neutral stance are far fewer, at 16%, and those with a supportive stance more numerous, at 63%. Across the population as a whole, 62% of those polled were supportive, 18% neutral, 14% opposed, and 6% unsure. Conservative voters were much more supportive than Labour voters, at 75%, but the proportion of supportive Labour voters was still high at 62%. Support is particularly high among older people and Conservative supporters, but most Labour voters also support Britain's current role too, commented the head of politics research and public affairs for Ipsos, Gideon Skinner, of the findings. Opposition is low among all groups, although young people are more likely to be neutral. This is not completely unusual and partly reflects the higher priority given to defense by older people, he suggested, although it may also reflect young people being more concerned about being personally dragged into a general war, or the fact that they tend to be more likely to access non-mainstream sources of information and opinion on current affairs online than older people. The findings in the United Kingdom are similar to those in Sweden with respect to the Scandinavian countries' aspirations to join NATO in response to the war. There, military-aged men aged 18 to 29 polled as least supportive of joining the military alliance in May, with support and opposition tied at 43%. Women in the same age cohort, probably less likely to be drafted to the front lines in the event of a major conflict, were somewhat more supportive of joining, at 45%, and much less opposed, at 32%. Elderly Swedes aged 65 to 79, extremely unlikely to be asked to fight, were meanwhile strongly in favor of NATO membership, at 61%. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.